Paul, is that a game where you feel fortunate to come away with 2 points?
Nope. We played a hell of a game. It's a great comeback win. This is the National League, and they're a good hockey team. And we got behind it a little bit in the first. The first goal is we go down on an odd man rush, don't get it to the net. They come down, get it to the net, and it's in, and we're down 2-0. But after the first period, that was just a hard-fought, grinding kind of game. Nobody moved the puck well. There were things that we would like to do better. But fighting back in this league from down two, tying a game, and whether it's a shootout, I don't spend a whole lot of time worrying about that part of it. But no, I don't feel lucky. I don't feel fortunate. I think we shaved the chances down 5-on-5. We didn't like our power play, but it scores a goal. So that's the way it works over the long term. We didn't like the first PK goal, but Brandon Tanev's got a couple of huge blocks there. The story of the game for me would be Adam Lowry's line. After the first period, they went up against their big boys and changed the flow of the game for us. So I thought they were great. So I look at those last two games that we won in Arizona, and I think those are real good wins too. And I don't think we were lucky.
Matthew Perreault said 10 minutes was kind of the perfect ice time for him tonight. How did you see his game?
I liked it. You know, what I liked about it is you see him out there firing around, and it's the same old Matty Perreault, and he's getting hacked and whacked and scoring goals, and he's great energy on the bench. We missed him. I'm glad. I think we probably could have got him a couple more if there weren't as many penalties in the game on our side, then he would have got to that 12-13 minute mark, which was what I was shooting for.
The slash, I'm sure you obviously saw it. How bad did it look from your...
Yeah, it looked exactly the way we saw you, and that league will handle that one.
And Connor, I think he's 10 of his 13 starts, he's allowed two or fewer.
Yeah.
How well is he playing right now?
He's really good. I don't think it was easy for him. Some nights you see it, everything is clean, like even the first two, right? It's a rebound on the first one. He made some good saves, but he really had to fight for that. A lot of traffic, a lot of bouncing pucks in front, so it wasn't a clean, smooth game for him, so he played probably like our team, but when we needed it, right, he got it done. Last two periods, shootout, they missed the net, we missed the net on a bunch of our chances. You know, their guy made a great save on Little, so Helly was really good.
Well, the adversity that this group faced in this game and being able to overcome it, you look at that. Can that be important to this group going forward?
It's really important. And you look at the last two games in this one, these are almost all the same kind of games. And for me, the bottom six guys had a huge impact. So our fourth line left winger was Matty Perreault tonight, scored a power play goal, which is good. But Tanev, Hendy on the kills, Joel sets up the goal. So those two had, but Lowry's line changed the way that game was being played because they played against their best and played at their best in their end of the ice. And you got to have that over 82. It can't be Scheife and Wills. You know, we're still looking for more from Brian's line, the wingers especially, I thought, tonight. And but we won the game because you need 20, and we had to use them all.